Good morning.
Good morning.
Learning Shabbos to get in Eretz Yisrael. Those in the Yerfua should have Refua, the hostages should be returned safely, and the soldiers should have success in completely eradicating the evil. So, continuing along the subject matter of the chametz that's inedible, so an interesting question that was asked yesterday was, seemingly we have a concept regarding chametz that becomes nullified, that before Pesach, if it's less than 1 in 60, the chametz is not an issue in most cases, even to eat. It happens to be even if it's more than 60, you just can't eat it. If it's after Pesach, we say it's never bottle, but you can keep it in your house, you just can't consume of it. So the question is, you know, in most manufactured products that are made before Pesach, particularly medications, which is the topic of discussion, similarly prior to Pesach, it's already bottle b'shishim, it's more than 1 in 60, so why is it even a question at all? So the answer is that in some cases that would work where the chametz falls in, but if it's placed in, and it's an ingredient that you want it to be there, it's not as if a crumb from your mouth fell into the chicken soup. If you're dealing with chametz that was placed as an active ingredient, then that becomes a much more stringent question. And even before Pesach, it would never become batel if placed into the item.
I mean, it probably was placed in by a goy, though.
Doesn't matter. As long as it's there, it becomes an issue. Even if it's a completely, you know, 1 in 100,000.
Intentional part of the formulation.
Correct. Right. So that's why we get into these various discussions of, is it an active ingredient or not active? In other words, then we come to the discussion. Well, the ingredient is an edible, and then we say, well, you actively are eating it, so it becomes achshave, even if it's not edible. And then we say, by medications, that's not an issue. And then we say, but if it's a intentional ingredient and an integral part of the medicinal value of the food, then achshave, according to the Alter Rebbe, interestingly, the Alter Rebbe has a more stringent opinion than Rav Moshe Feinstein, another poskim over here, that if it's a active ingredient in the medicine, even if it's not edible, it's going to be an issue.
Yeah, but you don't, you're not preparing the medicine. You buy it already made or ready.
So correct, but you want that ingredient to be there, so you consuming of it would be an issue.
If you go to ingredients in medicine with chemicals like this, you don't know what they're talking about.
So people do research, but I guess I'm explaining on the back end when they're doing the research. And interestingly, yesterday I was listening to one of the kashrus agencies from the OK, Rabbi Hanoka. He was telling me about his father-in-law, Rabbi Levy, and he said that he wasn't so pleased with the Rabbi Blumenkrantz research. He said it's oftentimes sloppy research. I mean, therefore, you really, to ascertain the kashrus ingredients, you have to call the kashrus agency that's certifying that product, because these long lists, at times, you have some, you know, guy calling up the company, the 1-800 number, and they get someone on the phone and they ask him some questions, and they, based on their answers, they fill in the slot. He said to really get a proper opinion of what's really going on in the sometimes millions of multi levels of ingredients and one little thing, you really need to speak to the agency that certifies it. Not relying on some book is the beginning of the research.
But you're relying on their intent on how they make the pill. It's not your intent.
That's part of the research. You have to.
Rabbi, let me ask you a question. Would wood be kosher?
Eating wood?
Yes.
What are you?
Who eats just wood?
Beaver.
Number one, would be kosher for Passover?
So we have to, there's two laws by Passover. There's eating,
right,
consuming, and then there's owning. And then there's owning. So for one of the common examples is there's certain charcoals. That are made out of charcoals need to have a kosher for Passover at least some level of certification because you're burning it in your food. Sometimes it's actually going into the food, but you're benefiting from the smell.
Understood.
So if you have wood, that has chametz in it, and it has wine,
a different reason why I
asked. The reason I asked the question is if you take a tablet, any tablet that you take that's pressed into a tablet, the base of it is either sugar or cellulose, wood pulp.
Interesting.
Okay, so that's why I asked you the question. And in most situations, that's the majority ingredient that's in the tablet.
It's a wood based.
From wood or sugar.
Interesting.
Sugar would probably be okay. The question is the cellulose.
Right. So over here, we're even worried about the minority ingredients. The minority ingredients beyond the wood and the sugar. Some other.
The active ingredients are normally a smaller percentage than what if it's not active, it's called an incipient.
Right.
And so the incipients are normally a greater percentage than.
There's surfactants, there's emulsifiers, all these
Those would be considered
adjuncts to the active ingredient. They help the active ingredient.